Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm here with Wendy Matcham. She's the Senior Portfolio Lead at the ESRC, and she's also working on this mental health network portfolio. Tell us, Wendy, all about these new mental health networks. What are they and why are they being funded?
Hi. So they came about from an idea across UKRI, all the research councils, to try to work together in a way to encourage cross-disciplinary research in mental health. So we all have mental health research to some degree within our remits, and we realised that quite a lot of the funding is happening in silos, and what we actually wanted to do was to try to encourage this cross-disciplinary collaboration across disciplines and across council remits to add value and potential impact to mental health research.
So give us an example of why cross-disciplinary working is so important in this area. What is that? What does that mean exactly?
So I think, especially in terms of mental health research, you might automatically just think of it as being a more kind of aligned to medical or biological research, whereas bringing in the kind of environmental science, looking at communities or the environment in which people live in, and looking at the social aspects and perhaps the cultural aspects, or bringing in arts interventions, can really add value to the research and our understanding about mental health problems. And also, especially I think, in terms of our understanding of how it impacts people with lived experience of mental health problems. So it's bringing in those other disciplines and areas that can sometimes give the kind of bigger picture, which is really important.
And you had lots of applications when various kind of academic consortia put together their bids for this last year. Why did you choose the 8 networks that we've got now?
So it was by luck. We got some really, really, really great applications, and we were really pleased with the interest in the call in general. We had wanted to cover those 4 broad research areas that are listed within our research agenda that we'd published in 2017. And by kind of luck, we ended up with these 8 fantastic networks that do, across their kind of collective, address all of those research areas and the 5 cross-cutting themes, which are really important to us. So those 5 cross-cutting themes that look at inequality, empowerment, people's lifestyle and behaviours, it's those kind of elements, I think, that really draw in what I was speaking about before, the kind of humanities, the social science, the art aspects that are maybe missing sometimes.
Yeah. And how are these networks going to be coordinated? Because there's 3 years now where they're going to all be doing all sorts of stuff. How are they going to be brought together?
So now we've got a really exciting opportunity. We have launched a call for an impact and engagement coordinator, and that's open at the moment, closing at the end of May. And we really want that person to kind of help to bring together the all of the 8 networks and to help promote their activities, the success of them individually, but also their maximise the impact of them as a collective. So I'd really encourage everyone to have a look at the impact and engagement coordinator call, and encourage people that they think would be suitable to apply, because we just see it as being completely vital to the success of the networks. And we, as UKRI, we really want to make the most out of these networks, and one of the main things about them was to kind of help to form these bigger communities around mental health research, but also including those non-academic organisations, users, people with lived experience of mental health problems. So it's the coordinator that will really help to kind of tie up some of those ideas and bring all those people together.
So what are you looking for? What's the spec for that? Are you looking for a senior mental health researcher or somebody from a related discipline?
So we're looking for someone that's kind of foremost passionate about mental health research and about mental health in general. We're open to applications from early career researchers, so we see the importance of kind of bringing in early career researchers. It doesn't need to be a senior academic for this position. Somebody that's got a really good understanding of the kind of mental health research landscape, and somebody that will has got some really good and creative ideas about how to bring the networks together and how to maximise their impact through a range of different activities.